There are no local states of emergencies, although you will find some parking bans in Burlington and Plattsburgh, and a parking emergency to the south in Albany. With upwards of 2 feet of snowfall in some areas, Vermont Emergency Management is asking people to travel only if necessary in order to give crews the chance to clear snow. Division of Emergency Management and Homeland Security spokesman Mark Bosma says snow depths are making roads slippery and winds are reducing visibility.
It's a general concern throughout the state. There's really no good place to drive right now. There are areas of southern Vermont that have seen up to 2 feet of snow. Those are localized reports. We're all seeing wind right now, so it's not a great day to travel.
National Weather Service Burlington meteorologist Bob Schieser says this storm has been a typical coastal nor'easter.
It came up the eastern seaboard and up into New England. So if you want to call it a nor'easter, I guess many people will. It certainly has all the characteristics of one, deepening low center off the eastern seaboard and tracking up right now through the Gulf of Maine towards Nova Scotia.
Schieser reports a wide range of snow depths across the region.
They range from as little as, say, 2 to 5 inches across parts of northern New York, to 8 to 10 inches across the northern tier of New York. And across Vermont, they range anywhere from about 6 inches in parts of the Champlain Valley to as much as 15 to 20 inches across southeastern Vermont, from, say, Washington County down through Windsor County. We've had a lot of reports of blowing and drifting snow across the region, making it difficult in many places to get accurate measurements on the snow.
Despite the depths of snowfall and winds, there have been few reports of power outages in Vermont, according to Mark Bosma.
It's very light and fluffy. It's not taking down a lot of trees or power lines. There have been some power outages this morning. I'm not sure what caused that, but we were fortunate in this storm that it was more light and fluffy snow as opposed to the heavy stuff that is more likely to take down tree limbs and power lines and cause power outages.
Clinton County, New York, Director of Emergency Services Eric Day says while schools and local colleges have closed, there have been no power outages. He says New York's northernmost county has fared well.
It's winter in the North Country.
Day calls this a typical nor'easter that's not causing serious problems. He says what's confusing residents is the governor's state of emergency issued Thursday. There is no local state of emergency, and he notes that the state-issued declaration pertains to state resources.
The executive orders were to allow state resources to assist as necessary with local governments in dealing with response. If a state of emergency is declared and there's intended to be a travel ban, the executive order will actually state that.
The snowstorm did cause the Vermont Food Bank to cancel food deliveries in parts of the state. The food bank serves as a distribution hub to food shelves across Vermont. CEO John Sales says it's not the first time they've had to delay deliveries, but this was a last-minute decision. Sales wanted to notify seniors in need.
We weren't sure what the storm was going to bring us. We're really most concerned about our seniors. We have a senior program where we deliver a box of food to seniors once a month. And there were a couple of those deliveries scheduled today, and we wanted to make sure that we let all those people know not to venture out in the weather to try and pick up their food, that we will reschedule and get it to them as soon as we can.
New snowfall of 1 to 3 inches is expected across the region on Saturday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.